the first person in charge of the chamber, and I think you have mentioned, as we talked before, that you cannot remember any conflicts between the two chambers, the citizen chamber and the Angelina County chamber. But if we could move into some other happenings in Angelina County or in Lufkin that you would like to talk to me about, that would be fine also.
Mr. Kirkendall, there is so much that has happened in our community. The black community, per se, is that we need to preserve, and I deeply appreciate the efforts that you put forth in helping to do that. I would like to share with you about 10 years ago, I worked trying to preserve Black History Month, in which I would find out the activities for the month and bring them together in an agenda so that people of our community would know the activities just for the month of February. And that month would bring forth to our community and our children and families of our community activities in light of our people of Angelina County, in light of our people throughout the state and the nation. And the activities of a month would run like this. There would be a news article in which the agenda would appear. There would be singing. The United Voices has been very active with the activities of the Black History Month, which was in February. We had plays and dramas and dinners, activities in art. Art displays at Angelina College have been unusual in that they displayed pictures from the highway department of a black family up in what is called the flats at Alto, the Mumphreys, and it depicts their house and family members sitting on the porch and tells about activities that that family has been involved with in the Alto area. Angelina College has always had speakers and forums, which has brought in persons of our area from Livingston, Corrigan, and Lufkin. We've had African-American dances in the area, and that has helped. There's been performance at Head Start and programs here in Carita. There have been displays at the Correction Center at Dieball. There have been nursing homes that have received persons to come in to sing and drama. The nursing homes and the churches of our area have welcomed a special recognition during that month. Harriet Tubman has been a very popular character in our area, in which the children are reading about her as a character and reading about her life, and from their readings, then she becomes a live person in their rooms and will tell them more about her livelihood during the period of slavery. Dunbar Primary, well, all of the schools, Garrett School, Hackney School, Slack School, the middle school, and also the high school, there have been dramas about Harriet Tubman. Sojourn of Truth have been very popular. 5 years ago, I became Coretta Scott King, and she was an outstanding character from Corrigan to Nacogdoches through the Lufkin community. These characters are just a few of which I have portrayed through the years, and it's been confusing to many people who see her, Coretta Scott King, as one of the ones. They think that I am her when I come alive as Coretta Scott King, or when I Sojourner Truth or Harriet Tubman. It has been a blessing to keep our history alive in drama, in character, and it has been a welcome sight. Last year, Viola Kirkendall did Negro Spirituals and Story and Song, and it was excellent. It was superb. It was super. The work that she put into preserving our Negro spirituals and the narration, because many of us were not aware of the details that she went into in narrating the program. And that is one thing that we need to do, is to preserve our heritage. Also, the arts of our people. We have people who do sculpture and drawings and paintings, and many of our people do not know these persons. Displays of their artwork has been very central, very important. Often I write poetry, and some of it has been excellent, I think. And last year I wrote this one: when you restore a people, you preserve your own people. When you give hope to others and you give hope to yourself, when there is concern for people, then there's a concern for you. When you give love, then love will be given. When you bring to life a generation, then a generation is restored. We are a people that have been lost in the history books of our time. And for many years there were no readings, no writings of our people. And to have living history recorded in forms of tapes and videos, it certainly makes it important for our people to know about our people. For one example, this week I'll be going to Central School. I will be in character as Harriet Tubman. When I go into character, I actually become alive as that character. I do research on her from several books or tapes or film or whatever I can find about her, and I bring her alive in dress and in drama, along with her relics from her history of Africa, and along with the narration of her story. And that gives the children an example of what she was really like, and make her come alive in their lives. For today, which is Monday, the children began to read about Harriet Tubman. Thursday, when I become Harriet Tubman to walk in the room in dress, it will certainly put an impact on their minds of what Harriet Tubman stood for. This is only one of the ways that we can help to preserve our people. I also carry with me pictures of her, of her old age, and then of her younger life, when the struggle was so great for her and the demand on her life.
Let me ask you something to interrupt you a little bit.
Yes.
You've done quite a bit. I know that because I've seen you in action. Do you notice or do you hear enough to cause you to feel that you are really touching someone? Not doubtful about you, but how are people reacting?
There has been such a great reaction that I'm getting requests. For an example, my gender has already began to fill up for 2002. There are persons who've already called in asking me to come to their school in February 2002 to help the children to understand. There have been tears, there have been embracement, And I can't tell them, no, I'm Betty Kennedy, I'm not that character. And even when I say it, they just don't believe it. Last year I had an unusual thing. I met a grandmother whose granddaughter had seen me earlier that morning at Garrett School in character, and she could not convince her granddaughter that I was Betty Kennedy and not Sojourner Truth. For the little one said that, that's who, it was grandmother, you just don't know that was Sojourner Truth. So that's one experience. And when I have those kind of experiences, it really gives me strength to go on to be other characters. I'm up to doing 10 characters now, and which are most unusual. And many of the characters are very parallel. For an example, Sojourner Truth and Harriet Tubman lived in the same time frame. I'm not sure whether they actually knew each other, but their lives are very parallel as I do the characters. I'm working on Rosa Parks now. I'll be doing her in months to come. I've dreamed of doing Barbara Jordan, but I have not worked that character up yet.
Do you feel that others are taking up where you left off once you leave them? I mean, I understand people requesting for you to show. Do we see any evidence that something is happening within some of the people?
Let's say
the schools. Are they doing, to your knowledge, things beyond what you have done, or perform the catalyst for them to say, gosh, this is something that we need to do? Do you see any of this taking place, or do they invite you back to see something that they're doing?
I've been invited back, but I have not seen where they have done beyond that point, other than letters, follow-up, or drawings. I have drawings from the schools, thank you notes, and that kind of thing, but I don't know what other things that may take place or have taken place at the schools to deeply embed in the minds of children that these are people of color.
If the dates that you have fall into the year 2002, offhand, could you estimate maybe the number of black churches who would be in that list?
That's a good thought. There are very few black churches that have invited me to come.
You see, we can remember when, being that we are old, whatever you want to call it, everything that took place in the black community started at the church.
That's right. That's true.
Whatever it was,
that's true.
The preachers were open, the people were there, and just speaking for myself, I see very little of leadership on the part of most preachers. Not that I know all of them, but surely there would be something that would be announced. We know that you and I know anyway that Reverend Thompson is a leader in this area.
Yes.
What's his first name? I can't think of his
name.
Leroy Thompson. Is one who has led this and tried hard to and cooperate many of the other churches in attending many of the meetings that he's requested. Too often we never found him, a black preacher.
That's true.
So that kind of says something. We all know there's a God, respect God, but this is part of God's work. If we look at nothing but the releasing of slaves, regardless to who Abraham Lincoln was, everything God works through man, whether Abraham wanted to do it at all, it was God's choice to say, you will do this. And there's so much involved in our religion. And we know we're tied closer to religion.
Yes.
I don't mean to take up your talking time, but it's just that I'm being inspired just listening to some of the things that you're saying.
Well, according, this was the year 2001, February, and there are only 5 churches here that have had persons in. Now, some churches say that they do a small portion of their worship hour, and then with this, the five is including Viola Kirkendall, who did an evening of song and spirituals. The other is that we've had speakers in here, but this was for 30 days now for February 2001, and there were only five churches to be recognized with some type of program or the other, but it may mean that I wasn't aware of it. Maybe they didn't talk about it.
You know, I think that people look at history the way they want to look at it. There are some things that they care not to involve themselves. I sit, as you know, on the city council, and the Angelina College wanted permission from the city to portray an incident that took place during the Civil War. But because they were going to use gunfire, they needed permission from the city council to do this within the city. Everyone on the council, Mr. Boyd was not there, voted yay, yes. I voted no. After the city council meeting, one of the guys who understands clearly what's taking place, he listens, and he asked me, why did you vote against that? I said, my reason for voting against this reenactment is when we speak, people do not want to hear about what happened back then. That was back then. But now you come along, and now you want to portray, and this is a big thing in the United States, battles, things of that nature. They want to portray, they relive them. But then I can't talk about what happened to my people. But then nobody wants to hear that. So I find something in there that just isn't what I would say kosher, that it isn't right. Everything goes into the picture. Don't leave some parts out of the picture. Mm-hmm. That's the way I feel. This is what I experience.
Yes. Well, I can understand that. I wrote something pertaining to that several years ago, Freedom from Slavery. Freedom from Slavery took place in Smith County, and that was my family, you see. As it freed the slaves, it also freed me. Freedom, freedom, ring out over Texas to all. On the Juneteenth, freedom, freedom ended slavery and gave us a new way, so they say. Freedom, freedom to be hooked and cooked by white men destroyed our dreams, freedom. When will it come? Will it be the year 2001? Open the door to you and one more memory of my ancestors, Joe and Mary Starlin Ingram, freed in 1865, the 19th of June. And that was one of the writings I've done. I've done many writings about our people and the freedom, and we cry out about freedom. And I wonder how much freedom do we really have.
It's always used as a comparative, meaning that you're freer than you would have been if you were in Russia. You're freer than you would have been if you were in some of the worst places. We tend to compare the United States with the worst places, yes. Which makes it look good and say something like, well, fellow, you need to shut up. If you were blah, blah over there, then this wouldn't happen for you.
Yes.
But no, you don't have the same kind of freedoms that I have. We can't let you have all of it. It's the way it comes out.
Yes. Here in Angelina County, I have not been able to find that there has been one hanging here. I've never found out who the person was. I had an experience when I took a group of youngsters to the museum, and on this wall was a picture of this person that was hung, and there was a very attractive little five-year-old with me, and he kept going back to that picture. Who was it? What happened to him? Why did they do this to him? And at that time, the person that was carrying me through the museum was Mrs. Bernault, and I asked her. She did not know. But the little fellow's mind was just puzzled about that picture. And since they moved that picture, they've moved it completely out of the sight of those who come in to tour the museum. We have come through times of shame and mistreat and abuse of our people, but yet we have stood and we rose to such high heights that we've been able to see our children and grandchildren achieve goals that were not open to us. And yet we fight each day for a better tomorrow for those of our people. And I think preserving our people in a living history certainly is going to help to better our folk.
Mrs. Reverend Betty Kennedy.
Yes, sir.
We worked together for a couple, four years in the school system.
Yes.
This that I'm hearing from you did not show itself at that time. You were a good teacher, but I had no idea that things of this nature were with you, the types of things that you do, and the way you're well received. I guess we never know each other.
No, sir.
Do you feel those things were present at that time we worked together?
Yes, sir. They've always been present, and you never know what's inside the heart of a child. Often, it may remain silent, it may remain subtle, it may remain hidden, but the pain that one feels may never surface in a lifetime. But if you can allow the light to shine through the dark years of one's life, then it makes that person a better person. Now, I came into this character theme just by accident. I was teaching children that were special, and I was wondering how could I get over to my class, Black History, and I decided I'd do Phyllis Wheatley. And Phyllis Wheatley's writings were very deep. As I came alive as Phyllis Wheatley, then I thought maybe I'd use some of my poetry to encourage a class. So that was the very first character that I did. The children drew pictures about her and then wrote their own little poems about her. And I regret that I didn't keep them. I don't think I have any of those poems that those children wrote. And they were just four-line poems, very simple, but four-line poems, and that enhanced them to write.
Describe the children that you were speaking to.
Many of the children in my class were just culturally deprived. T.J. Turner was one that was in my class then. And the environment in which they come up, being reared by a single parent and a big family, many of the children just had not been exposed to activities or art or cultural things in the community. Therefore, it took a little more teaching with auditory things that they could see rather than what they could hear. Would enhance their learning. I'll never forget that TJ would say, I'm going to play football one day. And I said, well, keep that goal ahead of you. And at that time, he was 6'2" tall. And I would have to look up to him. But when I heard of all the outstanding things that he's done through the years, it was later years that one of the young men of the class wanted to do a book on T.J. Turner, and that was really a fascinating book. I have a copy of that.
It sounds like you're saying that we who are teachers need to plan, mm-hmm. devise strategies,
yes.
in order to get the concept over to those to whom we are teaching, not so much as to who they are,
right.
but how they learn best. And if yeah. they learn this way, this is the way we have to work with them. That seems to eliminate, that process seems to eliminate a lot of failure on the part of people.
Yes, I'll agree there. My heart bleeds today the way we have designed our special classes. There's no escape for those children who are trapped in special classes. The only way they can go is downhill. If there is no one who can feel their warmth and can work with them to pull them out of the stage that their minds are in, they'll struggle through school and never enjoy school. Just sit there as zombies and not have really been touched with the deep love of learning and exploring who they are and what they need to know to survive in a time like this.
You know, we hear the word failure used frequently.
Yes, we do.
Frequently. And failure has been used in such a negative manner that one should feel ashamed when they fail. But the mere fact that there is so much failure, it one day will be accepted as a part of life. Failure will always be around. We are going to fail
yes.
at things, but we do not have to be castigated as a result of not doing something as well as someone else. And a lot of this is what we find taking place from a racial point as well as culturally. If you're not like me and those kind of things, then you become a failure.
Yes.
Or we can set you up for failure by doing things, giving you, well, let's back up to at the time that one had to pay in order to vote.
Yes.
Okay. You could only do this in Mississippi, I know, if you could count the beans in the jar, or if you could quote any parts of the Constitution of the state and you could explain what it means. Now, that's setting a person up for failure, because I've always wondered the very ones who are carrying it out, if they could do what they expected you to do. So we have settings where we cause people to fail, and then we criticize them. And I think this is what I'm getting out of what you've said to me each time that we have talked, that if one is given a chance, truly, there can be success in some manner. Maybe not like the other person, but there's a feeling of success. I think this is what I've pretty much gotten out of you.
I think so. I wrote this some time ago, a thing of the present. Black history is written every day by people like you and me, written to accomplish our goals that others cannot see. Being black is beautiful, so you set out to succeed, fighting from day to day with one step more and one more plea, helping the people of the world to open more doors. You're black history in your own way, you see, today. The past is your footstool to carry you one step further. Based on the prayers of that poor black mother, get all the education you can get and bring that college diploma home. Be a firm foundation here, even if you stand alone. You see, black history is you, my children, just plain people like you and me. So we all are part of black history. Whether we were on the receiving end or whether we were on the giving end, those of us who received the beatings and the rejections and the Jim Crow laws that hindered us, but those who passed the laws to make sure that we did not succeed. So we all are part of this great nation of African Americans. We are a great part of this, like, history.
We have, how many days? 3, 4 days?
3 days.
3 days?
Maybe four. Maybe this is.
There is a lot more information that you could add to this tape.
Yes.
But at some point, we're going to have to put a barrier, and
yes,
then come back.
Back.
And this is what I'm suggesting.
Let's
at this point in time, because it can go on at home.
Yeah.
And what I'm working
especially
on
with the two of us.
what I'm working on is trying to get as many people whom I can, different viewpoints. But I have enjoyed sitting, talking to you, mm-hmm, listening to you. I've learned a lot that I've never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
And with these tapes, I hope that my plan is for others to hear the tapes,
yes,
and hope that somebody's eyes will be open. We don't want them to do anything but listen to them, and hopefully that their intelligence will tell them something. That we do more fighting of each other than we do getting along with each other, finding fault in each other. Sometimes that happens because we don't know each other.
That's true.
And I think this is one of the many ways we can begin to get to know each other.
Well, I deeply appreciate what you are doing, and you know that any way that I can help, I will do so. But what you are doing is certainly a foundation of what we need to do. So I deeply appreciate that, and I'm going to share with you these materials that I have from our listening today or our taping today. I want you to have these that we can add to them and help to preserve our people.
You're going to give?
I'm going to give you all of this to you.
I appreciate it even more.
I know that's the truth.
Yeah. Okay, well, again, thank you very much, and we will keep working in this area. And maybe one day Mr. Thompson, Reverend Thompson, will be heard of. He has his own church right now. He has a process that he uses, a little different from many preachers, but
that's
the point
true.
Is he's delivering the word.
Yes.
And that's the bottom line to God's word, to deliver it well, let's hear it. Again, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Kirkendall. Now would you...